All right, first episode, here we go. What are we going to talk about?
I totally should have written it down.
We probably should have. She actually said not to on the bus. Oh, well. No, we'll talk about how we decided to make a podcast and actually talk about, like, being the best version of yourself you can be. Yeah. You can tell them your story.
My story.
The story is really good.
My story.
We'll sound like celebrities.
Yeah.
Just ranting our stories to the world.
So my story. Well, I grew up in Tassie, where we are now. And when I was 5 to 7, I lived in Germany. That was pretty cool. I made some great friends. And so, yeah, and I'm a gymnast. No, I'm not amazing. I'm an average gymnast, let's say that.
But she trains hard. She does all the time. She's done for years. She's a good gymnast.
So this year has been kind of hard, to be honest. So in, like, the middle of March, don't drink my smoothie!
Sorry.
I got sick, and that kind of sucked. And so what it was, so I was sick. And I was sick. I had been sick for 2 months, I think it was. Yeah, a long time. And then we went and got a blood test. And it turned out I was celiac, which is where it's an autoimmune disease where you can't eat any gluten. So, yeah, I couldn't eat anything. But basically, so I basically had chronic fatigue, but
a lesser version of it.
But it wasn't chronic fatigue because we knew what it was from.
Yeah.
So basically, I had zero
energy.
So
you were fatigued. You were constantly tired. Weren't you?
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do a full week of school for nearly 6 months.
Yeah, she had to go home from school.
I had to do like half days because I couldn't do a full day of school.
Yeah.
And that. So from going, from being crazy and very like lively and doing after school activity, I used to do gym Monday nights, rest day Tuesday, hang out with you.
Yes.
Gym Wednesday nights, climbing Thursday nights, like rock climbing. Gym Friday nights, gym Saturday mornings. So I was very...
And you were the cutest, bubbliest person. And then suddenly you're just, like, tired and depressed. And we're all like, where did Elkie go?
So I went from that to not being able to do a full day of school. Let alone any after-school activity, any sleepover with your friends, anything.
The sad thing was that people didn't, like,
no one understood.
You. Yeah, no
and
one
I would go home
understood.
From school and, like, one of my closest friends, I'm not going to mention any names, I would have to leave. And they would just look at me, like, so...
Like, why are you leaving?
Like, pathetically, like, I was like, oh, it was the worst. And, yeah, so that was kind of hard. And
yeah, because that'd be hard if you couldn't do a day at school and no one could understand why. I understand. This is why we decided to make a podcast, to just let it out.
So, like, no one really understood, and everyone said that I was just being, like, pathetic and stuff. And that kind of...
Oh, my pathetic baby.
It was not good. But then... So I hadn't been back to Germany. This is why I brought up Germany.
No, we're just ranting our complete lab stories. When I was a 4-year-old.
So I decided I haven't been to Germany for 5 years now. Well, I lived there 8 years ago. I hadn't been for 5 years, so I hadn't seen any of my German friends or anything. And then my dad goes back once a year to work, but we decided that I could go with him this time. So I was going back to Germany again. That gave me something to look forward to, and that was great, because, you know. But, yeah.
Well, before that, though, with the fatigue thing, she was sick, and then she just kept being sick, and we didn't know why until she had a blood test and found out she was celiac.
Yeah.
That
was kind of sad, just not being able to eat any gluten.
That's horrible.
The rest of my life. But, yeah. I'm kind of good with that now. Why I'm good with that. But, yeah. So then I was going to Germany, right? And... It was crazy because it was the middle of winter here, and Germany was summer, the middle of summer, and it was so nice. It was like, so I went from it being like 8 degrees every day to it being like 30 degrees,
oh my God.
35 degrees.
It's still like and bloody August
it was
here.
So hot this September.
It's September? Oh my God, am I an idiot?
But it was like really hot, it was just really, really nice. And so I was back in Germany and I had kind of new friends.
New friend groups.
But I was back in Germany and it was summer and I was in Germany. It was like crazy. It was so, so amazing.
Overseas with like a new outlook.
You know that feeling where you're just like so, so, so happy? Like, say Christmas or something. Or like those of you who do sports or something like.
We all love Christmas.
Just those days where you just. Not just a normal great day, but like when something happens in that day and you're just like feel so, so amazing. That feeling.
If you need something relatable, it's like when your mum says you can get an ice cream.
that little bit of excitement for the whole day.
Yes. But yeah. Over a long period of time.
I had that feeling non-stop for 5 weeks. Non-stop that feeling.
You're making me jealous.
And I was just... So I had been, like, so depressed and grumpy the whole, like, for 5 months or something.
To be honest, you were pretty grumpy.
I was very hard to hang out with. I must admit that I feel sorry for my friends.
My Tuesdays and yours became, like, TV.
Yeah. But, so I went from that to being so,
sorry, lol, now
so
we're, like,
happy.
Trying making a podcast.
Woo!
It's September.
No. But, so I was just over, like, I realised how amazing it felt to feel happy. So, like, so happy.
Mm.
And I was watching all these videos and stuff. We're not going to say anything, Jess.
Niall Wilson.
Okay, we're not going
to
talk about it.
I feel like I'm not supposed to mention names.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
That, like, a privacy thing?
That's what I mean. But yeah, anyway.
Too late.
Not just him. Sorry. But yeah. So I was watching, like, people.
She was watching, like, Olympic gymnasts.
And stuff.
And motivational speeches and everything.
Who were, like, showed me, I learned so much mental stuff, and it's kind of crazy. So, basically, if I hadn't have gone to Germany, I would probably still be depressed and all.
You would, and everyone would still not understand.
Yeah, and I would have, like, because the German made me kind of mentally realise I was better. If I hadn't been to Germany, I probably still would have been, like,
my life sucks.
No, because Germany made me realise that I could still do things. I went up and I tried to do things and showed myself that I was better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I still kind of would be like, well, am I better? I don't want to try that in case I get tired again, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that, and if I had gone to Germany and not learned this mental stuff, I would have gone to Germany. This is what happened before. I would have come back and I would have been like, I was just in Germany having the most amazing time. And now I'm back here in Tassie and it's like winter and I'm depressed, you know?
I love
that
Tassie.
That would have happened. I mean, I do too, but like,
don't
I would
put
have been
it
like,
down.
I would have been from like summer in Germany to here bad. Where it's the middle of winter and I'm with my class, which I used to hate, but now I love you all. But I would have been
thanks.
Like, well, I was just having the time of my life, and now I'm just back here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would have still kind of been, like, depressed.
But then
and, like,
you started watching all these motivational videos and speeches and everything.
I listened to, like, not psychologist people, but, like, people. I don't know. It's called Eye to Eye. Something to Inevitable. I don't know.
Yeah, they probably are psychologists.
They're, like,
so.
I don't know. But they taught me that.
Bear with us here, everybody.
The main point is that this guy, he said... In amongst other stuff. But people only use 0.01% of their brain's full potential.
Which I find crazy.
Which I found absolutely crazy. So while I was in Germany and I found this out, I was like, what? And so then, with that, and with some other stuff, but mostly that, I've made myself... So I used to absolutely not stand eating Brussels sprouts.
Whoa, that was such a bad example. Oh my God. Bear with us, as I said before.
I hate Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. That's where the podcast has turned to. Are you kidding me? I zoned out for a second, and then you're like, I couldn't eat Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, so I hate Brussels sprouts. But I literally, like, I normally gag, like, and I had a plate of Brussels sprouts because we were eating out or something, so I couldn't really, like, not eat
it. Is this a valid example?
It
do
is
we
a valid
example.
Exactly.
The podcast.
And I was like, okay. So normally I'll just be like, ew, Brussels sprouts, and go bleh, and like gag or something, whatever. But I literally was like, cool, it's Brussels sprouts, that's okay. I put it in my mouth, I chewed it, I like had the flavour in my mouth.
Holy shit, you chewed.
I chewed it. I swallowed it, and I didn't, like, I made myself enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, like, I made myself like it.
Yeah, it's willpower. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I've realised that I can do almost anything now. Mm-hmm. Like, I can eat anything without I can make myself like foods that I used to hate, and that I actually like it now. And also, like, with gymnastic skills and stuff.
You have to commit to it.
I used to do a handstand or something, and then be like, oh, cool, I've been up for ages. I'm going to fall down now because I'm going to fall down because I've been up for ages. I've learned how to just, like, shut my brain off and be like, cool, I'm holding a handstand, and I can hold... like handstands for way longer now. I can like do gymnastics skills which I'd normally overthink and like just be like, cool,
let's just do it.
Yeah,
because you have to commit.
You have to commit. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But that's the thing, that where there's a will there's a way, such a famous quote, and honestly it applies to everything,
like literally.
If you just and think about it,
or my favorite quote of all time is, it means so much to me, it's the only limitations in life are the ones we set ourselves.
Yeah.
Because you think, from people around you too, you gather this, that there's a thought which you can only go this far in whatever you're doing.
But it's not
true. You can only get to this point. Like, someone might be an amazing gymnast. Sorry, the eagle and the chicken.
Brussels sprouts, now an eagle and a chicken. What?
The eagle and the chicken story. There's an eagle. He grows up being a chicken. Like, he grows up within a flock of chickens. Mm-hmm. And they're all on the ground, and they're chickens, so they can't fly. He believes he can't fly because he's a chicken. Aww. He's looking up at the sky at the eagles and thinking, oh, my God, that's so cool what they do. But he lived and died as a chicken because he believed he was a chicken.
Well, if humans...
a chicken.
If humans are sheep, we follow a herd. Exactly. We're just like, we're social. So that's how society is.
He could have tried and he could have flown, but he believed he was a chicken, so he lived and died as a chicken. And so, yeah, like, people write, like, say... However, I don't know, a marathon or something in the old days. Yeah. After the first person ran a marathon and...
You're like, cool.
Cool, and then other people started doing it. It's not like everyone just suddenly got superpowers. It's because they believed it was possible. They had seen it was possible, so then they could do it.
Yeah, because with the eagle chicken thing, society is based around, like, your herd, your family, your friend group. Just the people you hang out with. Not saying it's terrible. I really hope I'm giving the wrong message here. Don't hang out with anyone. Be a loner. No, but just believe in yourself. Don't think that everyone around you is your only influence in life.
So I used to think I could only...
We're all individuals.
So I'm level 7 at gymnastics. This is one thing.
Nice. I'm level 7. Cool, that means nothing to me. I'm not a gymnast.
I don't know about the numbers, really. But the point is, I was kind of thinking, oh, I'm just going to, like, stay an average level 7 gymnast. I'm, you know, not doing much.
Yeah.
And I've been training really hard and stuff. And I've kind of realised that it is possible. Like, I used to think, oh, and I'm going to be level 7 again next year. But because I've been, like,
for the third time.
Because I've been, like, well, anything's really possible now.
Can I just give an example? Mm? Yeah, so this is just with the whole willpower thing. My dad is a climber, and he breaks every bone in his body all the time. He snapped his leg last year. That sucked. He still can't walk, probably. Will probably still be slightly crippled for the rest of his life. But instead
of...
what a legend. But he never got depressed or just got really sad about that. Like, if he did, he would just motivate himself. He'll go out with a friend. He'll go have a coffee at a cafe or something. Go have a coffee, of course. Hit me up. but he... And right now he's working. He's fine. He still climbs. He's running his own little, like, business.
He is.
Yeah, that's, like, the rites of passage thing I'll talk about later. But anyway, and he's completely fine, even though he's probably going to be a part cripple for the rest of his life. Like, yeah, it's just, that's his favourite quote, where there's a will, but there's a way. Yeah. He's like, look.
But with this thing, I've realised that I can probably easily get to level 8 if I try.
Yeah.
And I've realised that it's possible for me to get those skills in that short amount of time. Because, yeah. And I, like, believe that I could be a better gymnast than just level 7.
And just with the believing thing, too, we should probably, like, wrap up soon, but, like, this is really random. I'm part of, like, musical theatre crew. I'm in, like, intermediates, which is, like, juniors is the young people, and then there's seniors, old people, and intermediates are the teenagers. Old people are,
like,
18.
Not really old people, like, 18, yeah.
And then intermediates are the teenagers, right? But it's actually pretty tricky to get into crew. I'm not trying to, like, talk myself up or anything, but it's kind of hard. You have to audition, sing, dance, act, all at the same time, and you have to just put your cards out there. You could be an amazing triple threat, but if you don't portray that in your audition, they'll just never see that. And I was in centre stage for a year, which is like, you didn't get in. You auditioned and you didn't get in. And that kind of put me down a bit because...
It would,
because I'm like, I'm not good enough, you know, because I have two friends in my class, Huxley and... Jazz Grisby, that are in intermediates, were in intermediates, and I was like, I'm on in centre stage, you know, I never made it, but... The same year, when the next auditions came round, I told to myself, I can actually do this. I know that I can sing, dance, and act at the same time. And I've seen that I can do it in my performance that we did with Centre Stage. And I did it, and I'm intermediates now, and I'm just happy. I just had to rant that. That's just a little, like, so, you know, believe in yourself thing.
That really just shows that, yeah.
You can believe
in
yourself.
You might think, oh, what if they think I'm shit? What if, yeah.
But what if?
Don't
yeah.
think, what if they think this? If they think that, who cares? Just keep trying, you know? Like...
Respect other people's opinions. We're not giving you the wrong views here.
If you want to be in that intermediate crew, whatever
yeah.
it is.
If you want to be a level 8 gymnast.
And they
commit.
And you audition and they say no.
Try again.
You might be shit. You're not going to know. You're not going to ever get there unless you, like, try.
Contradicting your point just to make this interesting. accept your failures. If you are shit, move on. Do something else.
Yeah, but if you're shit at this thing and it's a pathway of getting to where you want to be,
yeah,
work follow on your it. Pathway. Don't just ignore it. Don't just leave it. Yeah.
Try. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
You're an individual. This has got really deep and amazing. I think we should stop it there. A solid 15 minutes.
Woo!
Thanks for listening, guys, even if anyone listened this far.
I know. Still good job. Now, I honor you.
We love you. Bye.